Chapter 10. Down through Missouri, like the song says. State highway most of the way, passing the towns of Sykeston, Willow Springs, and Mountain Grove, until they pick up the interstate, Highway 44, just east of Springfield. Chris gratefully turning onto the wide, brightly lit macadam in the middle of the night, getting the foot down, making time, but being careful not to push that big old bus too hard. The burritos ringing out, Graham, Merle Haggard, and Waylon Jennings, everyone on a country kick as they follow that gray ribbon through into Kansas, crossing the state line near Pittsburgh, passing Wichita in the dawn's early light, the city sparkling in the cool of morning, and J.C. and Morgan up back with the acoustic guitars singing, I am a lineman for the county, over and over again. They stop at supermarkets and grocery stores, sleeping on the bus, buying bread, bologna, and American cheese, and dried pasta that they can boil on the little hot plate when they stop. Becky and Morgan taking turns cooking, making simple sauces, stretching that food dollar. And everywhere they stop, they start to see the billboards screaming, American pop star, the new season begins, Labor Day, 8 p.m. on ABN. Some of the billboards are huge and have the smiling faces of the three judges emblazoned across them. The Stelfox guy, Jesus notices, standing off to the side, arms folded, and even though he's smiling, he's still terrifying, with eyes that his smile never reaches. Some of the billboards are smaller and just read, APS, Labor Day, 8 p.m., ABN. But all of them are reminding them of the same thing. They have to be in L.A. in 4 days' time, September 5th at 10 a.m. Failure to be at the ABN lot at this time may, as Jesus' contract confirms, lead to instant dismissal from the show, with the network enthusiastically retaining the right to sue the party or parties for any expenses incurred and any or all loss of earnings and income resulting from the contestant's non-appearance at the contractually stipulated time. Like Morgan said, life with an option. Kansas boiling, the late August heat continuing right into this first week of September as they go through Greensburg, Buckland, and Meade, little towns as they hug near the southern border, heading towards the corner of the state, for the tight intersection formed by Oklahoma and Colorado until, finally, just as they get to the town of Democracy in Brigg County, a little over 100 miles from the state line, the Indianapolis money runs out. Conference time at a rest stop off the interstate. Becky chairing the meeting while the kids play on the grass, next to where Gus and Dottie are stretched out in the sun, splitting a plastic jug of strong cider. Okay, Becky says. Chris, gas situation.
Kind of fucked, Chris says. We're running on fumes right now.
Okay. Morgan, food?
Fucked. We got a couple of cans of tuna, some rice, maybe a can of tomatoes. I mean, we can eat tonight, but that's it.
Oh, man, Chris says. If I have to eat rice or pasta again, I'm going to hurl. I need a steak, some chicken or something. Some protein, man. I'm going to get rickets or some shit like that.
Dope? Jesus asks. Fragged, Bob says. Not in a good way, holding up an empty plastic baggie that has just a few of those beautiful dark green strands left in it from the wad of bud they left NYC with.
This is serious, Jesus thinks. How far you reckon we got to L.A., Chris? Becky asks.
Shit, 1,300 miles easy. 2 or 3 days. We're gonna need something like $500-$600 for gas alone, Bex.
Right. Becky rubs her chin, thinking, looking off towards the highway.
How big is this town coming up? Democracy.
Morgan flips through the Kansas tour guide they picked up a while back and reads out, "Democracy, Bridge Co., Pop 28,000. Industries include meat processing, energy, and tourism. Blah, blah," he reads on.
"Okay, nearly 30,000 people. It's big enough to have a pawn store," Becky says, standing up. "Looks like we're going to have to part with some stuff, temporarily. We'll have to lose the good acoustic."
"You're Martin?"
Chris gasps to Jesus.
"Afraid so," Becky says.
"Shit, she's right," Jesus says. "We'll get a month. We'll come back and get it. That should fetch 400 or 500 easy. The little pig-nose amp should be good for maybe another 100. Anything else?" He looks around the table without much hope, his friends grimy, tired, and poor.
"There's the CD player," Chris says.
"Uh-uh," JC says. "3 days? No tunes? No way." Claude clears his throat.
"When we get to Santa Fe, I'll be able to help you out with a couple of hundred."
They all look at him. He shrugs.
"My cousin's making good money."
"Are you sure, man?" Jesus asks. Claude doesn't look like he knows the kind of people who have a couple of hundred bucks to spare.
"Yeah, you folks been good to me." "We'll pay you back," Jesus says, smiling.
Claude looks at him and knows for absolute certain that this man is not lying.
"I believe you will," he says.
"So how far to Santa Fe?" Becky asks Chris.
"They say that Santa Fe," Jesus sings, "is less than 90 miles away."
"Actually, it's like 500 or 600, Chris says.
"So there's still time," Jesus sings on, "to roll a number and rent a car."
"Obviously," Becky says, "Neil Young weren't starting from where we are."
"Shit,"
Morgan says, suddenly looking back up from the guidebook. "Listen to this. Kansas," he reads, "is famous for not having elected a Democratic president since the early 1930s. It controversially removed evolution from the state teaching standards in 1999, banned same-sex marriages in 2005, and has placed restrictions on abortion."
"Wow.
Democracy, here we come," Jesus says.